is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairland. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul on Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey, right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long three ball. Good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner. Raderman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hillscamp, three ball. Good! Riley Hillscamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you on this Saturday night from Minster. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've got boys high school basketball action here at the Minster Gym. The Anna Rockets come to town. It is the Route 219 rivalry between these two clubs. Am I right, Chuck? 119 or 219?
219.
Should be a fine game. Something's got to give. This Anna team is averaging 74 a game. Minster averaging 40 defensively in terms of yield. Both teams 4-1. Schedule's a little skewing the numbers because here early on in the campaign, neither team has played a powerhouse schedule. Although each club has played Botkin's and been beaten. How about the Anna Rockets of late? In fact, three times this year, Anna's gone over 80, Chuck. Wow. Kovacs with 42. Last Saturday against Indian Lake, Ben Kovacs, 19 field goals, 42 points in that contest. Hey, Justin Nixon for Minster threw in 29 against Versailles early in the year.
Yeah.
Quite a duel will go on right there. Anna's got 2 6-4s. Minster a 6'5 and a 6'4. In Minster, we're talking about the two Nixons, Justin and Johnny. And it's 6'4 is Ben Kovacs, and 6'4 is Jacob Robinson for Anna. That may not be where the game is decided. Could be three-point shooting. Believe it or not, Chuck, Anna's lost 9 games in the last 2 years, including the one set back to Botkin's this season. 2 of those 9 losses, guess who? To Minster.
Yeah. Minster's got a good basketball program. Tonight what we're going to see is we're going to see Anna try to get out and run, and you're going to see Minster try to slow them down, use their size, get the ball inside, spot up on the arc and shoot threes, and it's going to be a battle of wills, and Anna cannot get frustrated if Minster takes a little time off the clock running her offense.
That's a good point. Mike McClurg, 5th-year head coach at Minster. Nate Barhorst, 10th-year head coach at Anna. What I like about these two guys, Chuck, and virtually every single coach here in the Upper Miami Valley, is that you meet them once, they are the same way every single time thereafter. Coach McClurg talked to him on the way in, had a conversation with his wife, and I told her how much I enjoy working games when Mike is on the sideline. And she kind of laughed and said,
I don't think I enjoy them as much as you do.
I'm sure she doesn't enjoy the losses.
But two straight years now. At Anna last year, 2 years ago right here, in the last second, Minster turns back Anna. The Rockets have had, or I should say the Wildcats have had the Rockets' number, even though these two clubs have split their last 14 games right down the middle.
Right, well, Minster played really, really well last year at Anna. I remember that game.
Yep.
And you know, tonight, I think it should be a good basketball game. I'm looking forward to one.
Isaiah Masteller for the Anna Rockets. Check out these numbers, Chuck. In his last 1, 2, 3, 4 games, 20 points, 23 points, 22 points, 20 points. Vikings, the only team that held him in check just a little bit. Anna scored 43 total that night, way below their per-game average. Coach Barhorst said it was like a deer in headlights. We just couldn't cut it that evening.
Well,
against Botkins, it got run out 67-43. But Isaiah Masteller can shoot the three. He's quick off the dribble. He can take it to the cup. He can dish. And he could pose a defensive challenge for Minster.
Well, what I like is last year, I mean, he was a good offensive player for them, but I thought he really forced some threes trying to make things happen. This year, he is incredibly well-rounded. He can absolutely shoot the three, but he can get to the rim, like you said, and he's a good passer. So if he gets into the lane and the defense collapses on him, he's very good at finding the open man either under the basket or out on the arc to shoot the three.
Coach McClure said that Eric Schmidt, who plays out front at the point for Minster and is averaging 10 points a game, is out tonight, will not play, ill. It's not the virus, of course, but he does have an illness and will not play a stitch. That hurts, Minster. These two teams may need depth before the night is over, each a little short on depth. Talking about both teams slashing and cutting to the basket, Brady Holscher, a 6'1 senior, was a real nemesis for Minster a year ago against Anna, Chuck. He got inside Anna's defense and dished off really well. And if he gets down in there and finds the two Nixons, that's going to make life miserable for Anna at the defensive end.
Well, Anna's going to have to. I mean, they're going to play man-to-man. That's what they like to play.
Yep.
And they're going to have to do a good job of defending without getting, you know, they got to play front and back on Nixon if he posts up. But that does allow someone to get open on the arc. So you're really going to have to rotate well. It's a Carlos Siegel thing. I've never seen a coach that coaches defensive rotation out of a trap better than she does. And that's what Anna's going to have to do tonight. Find the open man.
Chuck, I continue to marvel at some of these scores this season, the 10 games played between these two clubs. Minster gave up 42 to a good Wapak team. Obviously, a couple divisions up for Minster. Held New Bremen, which is talented, athletic, to 36. The Cardinals beat Fort Loramie. Only allowed 56 to Botkins, high-powered Trojans team, unbeaten on the year, and held down Versailles to 39, Spencerville to 27.
Wow.
Those are pretty formidable defensive yields.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who you're playing, you hold somebody in the 20s in a boys' high school varsity basketball game, you're playing some defense.
In fact, those numbers are so good, it prompted head coach Mike McClure to say to me about 45 minutes ago, this is the best defensive club I've had in 5 years at Minster.
Well, and as a coach, if you got a team that plays defense like that, you can have an off offensive night, but you should never have an off defensive night. That's effort.
Then I asked Nate Barhorst, hey, you were so good offensively the last 2 years, many people probably asked you in the offseason, what in the world are you going to do for an encore without Huelskamp and without Bixler? And look what's happened.
Well, I mean, Huelskamp and Bixler, and I'm going to go especially with Bixler, that kid was a spark plug.
Yep.
I've never seen a kid play harder, get on the floor, get the ball to the basket, shoot the ball well, find the open man. And it does take a little bit. You know, like I was talking about Masteller. Last year, he was a role player, and he would set up and look for the threes. This year, he's got to be the man, but he's got a lot of help.
Right. It should be a very fine game, which is going to win out. Anna's offense, Minster's defense, time will tell. Rockets feel like they've got a score to settle in this battle against Minster. And these two teams figure to finish in the top two or three in their leagues. Minster in the Midwest Athletic Conference, Anna in the Shelby County Athletic League. I really like the look of the Rockets. Offensively, on a hot night, this Anna bunch can beat anybody.
Well, we saw them just the one time, and they were not very good in the first half,
yep.
And they looked as good as anybody we've seen in the second half.
Yep.
So we'll see if they can put four together. Obviously, with some of the scores that they've been putting up, they've found a way to play all four quarters.
A remarkable swing by Anna in that game against Fort Laramie, down 12, last 30-second second quarter. Anna won by 18.
Yeah.
The pendulum turned one way,
yeah.
30 points for Anna. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten launched without the support from LaCalle. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. OsgoodBank.com. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, a new underwriting sponsor, along with SecureCom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-COM, 1-E, SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMBR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. I'd like to remind you that here on scoresbroadcast.com, we have a new underwriting sponsor in Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster. Lots for sale right now in Fort Laramie and Minster subdivisions. Beautiful lots. Wygant Real Estate Development now taking reservations. Established in 1977, there is no substitute for experience. That's why you select Wygant. W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T. WygantDevelopment.com. Junior Varsity Tilt went to Anna
by 20.
And I saw the tail end of the preliminary game before that. And Anna won a squeaker real tight right down to the last 30 seconds. Anna pulled it out. So Anna trying for a clean sweep here tonight against Minster. But it's going to be tough, a tough task. Minster, an extremely formidable opponent. We're watching right now Mike McClurg, head coach, out on the floor as the Wildcats run some defensive drills. And this team looks like a Garen Stokes football team on the basketball floor.
Yeah, they got some size and not only height, but they got some kids that are nice and strong. So
I call it dearth.
Yeah, they do. Okay, well, if we're talking about players, it's okay on the boys' team. You can't call the girls girth.
Right. But Anna's got to shoot the three ball well. That's all there is to it. They may not get many second chances unless those basketballs come spraying off the rim some 20 feet out on the floor.
Yeah, but yeah, they're probably not going to get a lot of second chances. I think a key tonight is going to be Jacob Robinson. He's 6'4", but so far he just doesn't play real strong, and they're going to need him to put a body on somebody inside and rebound tonight for him.
Yeah, because he'll have to take one of the Nixons on.
You would assume
straight up.
Yep.
You know, the holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want. That's money. And spend more time for yourself enjoying this holiday season. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For more information, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. Remember, the security for your business doesn't necessarily require the expense of a large amount of time and money. SecureCom and Minster find solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about various security programs, but leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that is efficient and affordable. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. S-E-C-U-R. SecureCom, your pros in protection. Again, by way of recap, the Fort Laramie girls defeated Division III powerhouse Findlay Liberty Benton this afternoon at the Redskins gym, 37-20. It was a couple minutes into the second quarter, Chuck, before Liberty Benton scored a point. That club was averaging 72 points a game on the season, and the suffocating defense for Fort Laramie got the job done.
Well, that is absolutely Laramie strength. I mean, they can score, but their defense is going to really, they put a hurt on Minster. And Minster's got an outstanding offensive basketball team.
Yeah, you remarked that after Fort Laramie defeated Minster and held down Ivy Wolf, she went for 33 against Delta St. John's after scoring 30 and 20 in the two games before Fort Laramie.
Well, they probably didn't have a six-foot girl that could play defense like Kenzie Holzer does.
Exactly. It should be a very good game. Anna boys, Minster boys upcoming. We'll return with starting lineups in the opening tip when we're back on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Minster. Opening tip upcoming in a minute. Homestanding Minster Wildcats against the visiting Anna Rockets. And it should be a dynamite contest. Don't forget, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got action for you on Tuesday night. Keep abreast with the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update our games throughout the holiday period, more than likely on Tuesday. We are at Houston. The Fort Loramie boys take on the Houston Wildcats. Now, Bodkins and Fairlawn were to have played on Tuesday night at Fairlawn. That game has been postponed, just as the Anna-Fairlawn game last night was postponed. Also, the Minster-Delphus-St. John's game last night was postponed. Delphus will try to reschedule with Minster later on in the season. The virus is throwing high school basketball into a tizzy right now.
I would absolutely not want to be an athletic director in any of these basketball schools.
No. In fact, I walked into Jackson Center on Thursday to chat with head coach Scott Elkerchuk, and he was on the phone pulling his hair out. Postponements, add-ons, reschedules.
Oh, yeah.
You name it.
Well, you got officials to change. There's just a thousand things. It's not like, we'll just switch it to the state. You got all kinds of stuff you have to do.
Well, Scott was looking for 33 days in the month of February. I said, Scott, they're not even 30. So many thanks to our additional underwriting sponsors, including Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, from which you just heard, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your VA benefits. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Chuck, let's take a one-minute break. They turned the lights out on us here at Minster High School. We'll be back shortly. Starting lineups coming for sure, I promise you. Then the start of the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, we've just had the introduction of our starting lineups here at Minster High School, and I could have sworn, Chuck, that I was informed about an hour ago that Eric Schmidt would not play for Minster. He was introduced, I think, as...
He's not out there.
No, he's not. No, he came onto the floor as a member of the starting five. So for Minster, it's Brian Falk, 6'3 senior, 15 points a game. Brady Holscher, 6'1 senior. Adam Kettner, a 5'10 senior. Johnny Nixon, 6'4 junior, 7.6 rebounds. Justin Nixon, a 6'5" senior. 10 rebounds a game for Justin Nixon, 15 points a game. Opening tip is won by Minster, and floating into the lane goes Justin Nixon, right between two rockets. Missed it, in and out, no good. Rebound is tapped out by Minster.
Well, that was point blank. He just shot it off the back of the rim.
And a Rockets opening five is typical, no change. Isaiah Masteller, 6'2 senior. Zach Cambus, a 5'9 junior. Right out of the chute, Anna gets a quick two-pointer, Chuck, to go on top.
Kovacs.
Ball was thrown down inside to Ben Kovacs, who poured in 42 points last Saturday against Indian Lake. Kovacs, 8-foot turnaround down inside. Minster countering right in the middle of the paint area. Shot pumped up and in by Justin Nixon. Nixon and Kovacs, quite a duel tonight. They start out the game a field goal each. Masteller, Ambus, McCain Finkenbein at a guard, a 6 foot junior. Here he is shooting a long high archer. Wow, that was a skyscraper, Chuck. Long three pointer, good.
Good defense that time, and he did a nice job of shooting over top of it.
McCain Finkenbein arches one in to make it 5-2 in favor of Anna. Ben Kovacs, 6'4", Jacob Robinson, 6'4", round out the starting five for Anna. Here is Justin Nixon in the lane, turns around, shoots a 10-footer, no good, follows, and sticks it in. 5-4, Anna up one, good offensive clip to start the game. 6:18 to go here in the first quarter. Finkenbein again, a step further than before, hits it, woo!
Wow. He shoots in rhythm, and boy, I tell you, if he gets on a roll, he's unstoppable.
Boy, that was from the football field here at Mitchell. 8-4, Anna leads it. Two threes, but Finkenbein, they were every bit as high as they were long. Here is Justin Nixon back to the basket, foul line. Outside the arc on the left to Brady Holscher for Mitchell. High post, Johnny Nixon, three-point shooter, left flank. It is missed on the play by Adam Kettner, and the ball skipped across the rim to the weak side to Finkenbein. He races up the floor in a hurry, and Finkenbein lets it fly.
That was 5 feet farther than the last
one. Oh, he was only five steps across midcourt, maybe four. Swish, Finkenbein hasn't hit the rim yet. He's got nine. We got a push-off low on the left by Anna. And the foul is committed by Ben Kovacs. He cannot afford to get a second here in the first quarter.
So far, Minster doing a real nice job of getting the ball down where they want to with Nixon.
And here we go. Ball lobbed in right in front. Brian Falk catches. Good inbounds play. Missed it from 5 feet. Rebound down to Anna. 11-4 Rockets lead. Here's Finkenbein. Well, he thought about it. Brady
Why Holscher, not?
Brady Holscher came out to stick a hand in his face. Finkenbein was closer to 30 feet away than 25. Here's Masteller on the bounce. Straight away gives it up to Robinson. Finkenbein high right. Look out. 28-footer. It missed. Hit the rim. It caromed off into the corner. Masteller picked it up and shot it. Off the back brace, a 24-footer. Rebound to Minster. It's raining threes by Anna Shooters. Minster up the floor. Picked off by Masteller. Ahead to Kovacs. Cross court to Ambus. He jacks up a triple.
Oh,
it's in, out, in, out. Rattled and spun away. Minster down seven with the ball. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Here's a 17-foot jump shot behind the foul line by Justin Nixon. Short. Rebound, Anna. Masteller scoots down the floor on the dead run, off balance in the lane. Wild shot, no. Rebound, Minster. Here's Adam Kettner calling a play out between the rings. Ambus on him. Ambus real scrappy. Gets a piece of it, smacks it out of bounds. 4:05 to go here in the first quarter. Anna 11, Minster 4. Ball thrown in by Brian Falk. Falk 25 feet away. Hands off to Kettner. Man-to-man by both clubs, right, Chuck?
Yeah, both of them play a straight man.
Outside the arc on the left, it is Kettner, now to Falk. They try to dump it down low to Johnny Nixon, and the pass goes astray.
Well, he cut through, but he wasn't looking for the ball, and the pass went right past him.
11-4, Anna in front. Three triples by McCain Finkenbein already. Here's Masteller, top of the key, almost let it go. Finkenbein does from 30. Hit the rim, caromed off. Long rebound, Robinson.
Nice.
Foul line, Jay. Bullseye. That's the long rebound, Chuck. It flares off that rim and goes everywhere. And oftentimes, foul line and beyond, you recover those missed threes, as did Robinson right there. Anna by nine. 3:29 to go, first quarter. Timeout, Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
Oh, thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. 3:23 left here in the first quarter. Anna gets a mitt on the basketball right in front of us here at Media Row at Minster. It goes out of bounds. Wildcats throw it back in. Here is Brady Holscher, 6'1 senior. He's a good penetrator, fine driver. Foul line pass to Justin Nixon. He backs his way in, muscles toward the basket,
wow,
and spins and scores from 7 feet. Almost impossible to stop.
Well, if you let him catch the ball there, he's a good shooter, and he goes right after his shot, too. I'm impressed. 13, he's got all six.
13-6, Anna by seven. Masteller fades away, left wing for Anna. It hits the rim, goes to the top of the backboard, bounces once or twice up there, and the ball lands on the shoulder of Justin Nixon. He's got the board for Minster. 13-6, Anna by seven. 2:41 to go in the first. Here's Kettner, 25 feet away from Minster. Cross-court pass fed to Johnny Nixon. He whips one opposite. Long three, near side, Kettner. Bingo! 13-9, five straight by Minster. Here come the Cats. 2:22 to go, first quarter. Jacob Robinson, high left for Anna. Gives it up to Ambus. Ambus 25 feet away. Now Robinson on the arc. He's being chased by Johnny Nixon. Coming out to catch Kovacs, right corner. Real good defensive set here by Minster. Almost a steal. Deflection midcourt by Kettner. Goes out of bounds and a ball. 2 minutes left. Opening stanza, 13-9. Anna before. Robinson will throw in right in front of us. Minster trying to adjust defensively to Anna.
Well, they've gotten out on the arc a little bit more, but boy, they thinking about almost let another one fly.
Tell you what, Chuck, when he picks up his dribble 30 feet away, his first thought is shot, not
wow.
Pass. Oh, what penetration by Anna. A late dish to Kovacs for an easy cripple right below the iron. Who made the feed?
Got into the lane and threw a beautiful pass.
Masteller, great dish. Up and under, Justin Nixon in the lane for Minster. He shuffled his feet, took steps. He did. 15-9, Anna the 6. Pretty good defense that time on Nixon. He was barricaded by two men. Minute 34 to go in the first quarter. Anna 15, Minster 9. Fake and bind midcourt, picked up by Holscher. Fake and bind down the lane. Another late dish to Kovacs. Up and in and a foul. Wow, that's what Anna did so well third and fourth quarters against Fort Loramie.
Well, they get to the lane, and when they do, if you don't defend them on the lane, and they've shown that if you step back to try to keep them out of the lane, they'll beat you with a three.
Finkenbein and Masteller, two terrific penetrations in a row, and then feeds to Kovacs, the two-pointer by Kovacs, and now a three-pointer. He converts the foul shot. And there's that 9-point lead again, 18-9. Five straight by Minster. Anna responds with five. Minute 9 to go here in the first quarter. On the arc with the ball is Josh Niekamp, 5'10 senior in for Minster. Niekamp 25 feet away. Gives it up to teammate Brian Falk. Anna's Masteller gets a paw on it and strikes it out of bounds. 57.7 to go here in the first period. We thought this could be a high-scoring tilt, and it might take 65 or 70 to win it, and we're on course for that. Here is Kettner, 25 feet out for Minster, to Holscher. Into the post, it goes to Johnny Nixon. Tries to go around, Robinson does. Shot missed, Robinson hacked him. A couple of free throws coming. Robinson saved the pretty easy two-pointer and sent Johnny Nixon to the stripe. Minster, less than 30% behind the arc, Chuck, and a far better three-point shooting team. Anna shoots free throws at about 70%. Minster, mid-60s.
That's not great.
Nope. First foul shot by Johnny Nixon is strong. Second one, swish. 18-10, Anna in the lead, 46.4 to go here in the first quarter. Good start for Anna on the road. Having been beaten by Minster the last 2 years. Here comes Anna over the timeline. Finkenbein, let's see if the Rockets display enough patience to hold it for one. No, Finkenbein's got an opening. Slithers down the lane, laid it up too hard. Rebound Minster. Forecourt right, faking left, going right is Brian Falk. He's grabbed by Masteller. Two shots coming. Isaiah thought he had all ball.
Well, he may have, but any time that you come down across the ball like that, the referee's going to call it 9 out of 10.
Exactly. At the stripe, Brian Falk, left-hander for Minster, very good shooter, sinks it to make it 18-11. Anna on top, 26.1 to go in the first. Anna's biggest lead twice at 9.
I'm being distracted by Masteller's shoes that keep lighting up.
Second free throw by Falk, way short. Oh, good offensive rebound by Nixon. Spin move in the lane, a lot of contact, not a defensive foul, not a walk, offensive foul, Justin Nixon.
The referee said he dropped his shoulder.
Uh-huh. So what, Justin's got one, Kovacs has got one?
Yes.
20 seconds to go, first quarter, 18-11 in favor of Anna. Finkenbein to midcourt, good matchup there. Brady Holscher, McCain, Finkenbein. McCain, 40 feet out. 8 seconds to go. He shoots it from 30. He cans it. Goodness gracious. What range for Finkenbein. A second to go. Long three-pointer. Falk on the money. Too hard off the back brace. 21-11. Anna's amassed a 10-point lead after a quarter thanks to red-hot three-point gunning from McCain Finkenbein here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware, center of town, Route 274, new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Hey, check out the DeWalt display of power tools and accessories at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Over 20 feet of DeWalt products, all 11% off, and work gloves 50% off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware.
I spend a lot of time in Jackson Center doing work because I do stuff with Airstream. And, boy, they are so helpful when I need something because I am very stupid when it comes to hardware.
Thanks.
And they are very helpful.
Darren Yinkst, fine guy. He talked to us 2 days ago. He said, I want to be a part of ScoresBroadcast.com. And he reminds us to go to the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Facebook page to win prizes. Daily drawings till Christmas. Open 10 to 2 on Sunday, Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 1. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, center of town on 274. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening action early second quarter. Long three straight away. It is good from downtown. Wow. Adam Kettner, longest shot of the night made by Minster.
Yeah, that was a nice jump shot. And they got the ball, had a three-second call down there, which just meant somebody fell asleep because the ball was out on the perimeter.
Here's McCain Finkenbein, Chuck. He is on the Minster logo at midcourt. That was a 35-footer, and it went in and out. Rebound down to Minster. High post, Justin Nixon backs his defender down. Oh, hits a cutter coming in from the right wing. Layup is good. Justin Nixon passed it to Johnny.
Johnny. I keep wanting to climb Johnny Dixon.
5 straight points by Minster. 21-16. Here's Masteller driving, scooping, scoring for Anna. 23-16. Anna by 7. 90 seconds gone, second quarter. Out high with the ball, Kettner for Minster. Hand off to Brady Holscher. Brady dives into the lane, fumbled the basketball, lost it off his leg, hit an Anna player's thigh, and then I think the shin of Holscher last, and went out of bounds. Anna by 7, 6:22 to go in the second. This is going to be one of those games, Chuck. It's going to be 130-some points combined.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be as a game of runs.
Look out. Masteller's running right through the Minster D, up and in. Isaiah Masteller split two defenders, showed his quickness. 25-16. Anna in the lead by 9. On the arc is Falk. Weaves it to Kettner. Elbow in the right. 12-footer way short, out of bounds. Anna possession.
Minster's not going to be able to have a lot of empty possessions because Anna's going to keep scoring.
And if Anna hits a high percentage of threes, Minster's twos aren't enough to match. Here's McCain thinking by top of the circle, spurts down the lane, driving layup with the left is no good. Rebound Kovacs, can't hang on, somebody's on his back, and knocks it out. Ball in, Anna, right of the rim, Finkenbein looks, goes into the right corner to Kovacs, behind him to Finkenbein, he gets a screen, bingo, he's got a deep three from the corner.
Got five of them.
Wow. Here comes Minster back strong through the lane, hook shot, got it, Justin Nixon countering for Minster. 28-18, what a game. Finkenbein, 30-footer, buried it, wow! This is crazy. Insane shooting by McCain. Insane by McCain.
Yeah.
31-18. Anna leads. 5:09 to go here in the second quarter. Here is Justin Nixon. Bowls his way into the lane. Muscles up an 8-footer. No. Got the rebound back. Tried a hook shot from 5. Foul against Anna. What a worker. Justin Nixon earning his keep on the inside.
A second foul on Kovacs.
Uh-oh. Let's see what head coach Nate Barhorst does here.
I think they could throw four of the cheerleaders out there and just give the ball to Finkenbein.
Free throw, Justin Nixon, rimmed. Anna's got its biggest spread, 13, 31-18. Finkenbein has made, what'd you say, Chuck?
Six now.
Six threes, and I tell you what.
Six out of 10, and the four he missed, all over right on the rim.
Exactly. Second free throw missed by Minster again. Here comes Anna on the dead run. Finkenbein over the timeline. Almost shot it from 30 feet again. Adam Masteller 35 feet out. The six threes by Finkenbein, Chuck, probably measure about 170 feet. Here's a fadeaway two by Masteller. Off the back brace, no good. Rebound down to Minster.
Well, they made a defensive change. They put Falk on Finkenbein. He's 6'3". It might be a little tougher for him to shoot over.
Here is Minster. Half court with the ball is Falk. 4:25 to go in the second. Minster behind the 13. Here's Kettner trying to light one up from downtown. No good off the heel. Great rebound below the basket by Falk. Heaves it back in, but right to an Anna player. Rockets have got it. Isaac McDermott down the floor. Throws to Masteller, cutting in from the left flank. Foul against Minster.
Man, they did. You don't get a chance to take a breath. They get the rebound, and you better be getting back because they're down the floor.
Head coach Nate Barhorst looking for that secure sixth and seventh man to give his club the depth it needs because of the pace at which this team plays.
Well, you know, right now, as long as they don't get in foul trouble, I think they're in pretty good shape.
Free throw, Masteller got it. 32-18, Anna. Masteller again. Yes. 33-18, Anna. Full timeout. Head coach Nate Barhorst of the Rockets, who lead it by 15 points midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here is Minster after the timeout, challenging Anna's defense into the lane. Here is a little runner by Brian Falk with the left. It's no good. Anna over the timeline, and guess what?
Barely.
Fink and Pine fires, and it goes in and out. Rebound down to Minster. Anna by 15. 3:40 left here in the second quarter. Long three, right flank, Brian Falk. Swish! Brian Falk. Good-looking shot. Fine shooter. Excellent stroke. 3:28 left to go here in the second. Here is Anna. Cross-court pass by Masteller. Three-point shooter, right corner. Robinson drops it home.
They're all getting in the act.
Uncanny three-point firing here tonight. 36-21, Anna by 15, near steal, midcourt. Holscher finds an open player, broken up by Anna, stolen right back by Minster. Shovel shot in the lane, Justin Nixon, no good. Rebound banged out of bounds by Anna. Chuck, we were remarking a moment ago, looking forward to Anna playing Botkin second time around. Not too far away, January 15th at Anna. Head coach Nate Barhorst said before the game to me that we were playing like a deer in headlights in that first meeting at Botkins. Good ball rotation by Minster. Down inside to Falk, low on the left. He's got a nice strong frame. He posted up and laid it in with the left hand. 36-23, Anna by 13, 2:41 to go second quarter. Faking behind to Robinson. Good screen for Robinson. Yes, he makes it. Another triple.
On fire.
Wow. Here's a three straightaway by Minster. Off to the right, but Justin Nixon didn't hit the rim. That was like a turnover. Rebound, Anna. Long throw down the floor by Finkenbein.
And it hit the rim.
It almost went in. 70-foot pass by Anna nearly went in. Wound up being a turnover. And then Minster comes right back down the floor in a hurry. Inside to Justin Nixon for a deuce and a foul against Anna. 39-25. The lead for Anna is 14. It was 39-23 with 2:25 to go in the second. Trying to convert the three-point play is Justin Nixon. It is up. It is no good. Way short. Justin Nixon goes after the loose ball and the rebound. It may have fouled.
It's his second.
And head coach Mike McClurg of Minster might have to think about sitting Nixon down the last couple minutes of the second quarter.
Down 14, you just need him to be smart because I don't think they can afford to take him out.
I agree with you. 2 minutes left. Second quarter. Robinson gets the skip pass. Now Anna spreads it way out. Masteller, top of the circle. Little jab step into the paint. Dumps it baseline left to McDermott. McDermott, 6'4 senior, has it now to Finkenbein at midcourt. Minute 46 to go. Finkenbein on the run, down the lane. One-hander, no. Gets the rebound on the arc to Ambus. His 24-footer rattles out. Rebound by Minster. Minute 36 to go, first half. 14-point lead, Anna. Here's Falk, spin move.
Wow.
Left-hand hook shot in the lane. Got it. Falk getting hot for Minster. Minute 24 to go, second quarter. 39-27, Anna by a dozen, four straight by Minster. Here's Finkenbein, backs up, shoots, long, 29-footer, hit the heel. Rebound goes way out on the floor to Masteller. Anna retains it. Masteller with a screen from Ambus, he lets it fly. Shot is short by Masteller, hits the ring, and sails up and over the backboard.
They're settling a little bit. I know they're shooting them well, but they need to get a little more penetration now.
Yep, right. I'm not sure dribbling and penetrating off the ball, Minster can stay glued to him well enough. 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Oh, a nice give and go thrown from Falk out of the arc to Holscher, slicing into the lane. Runner missed, foul by Anna though, and Holscher gets a pair. Minster with a couple foul shots can shave a 16-point lead all the way down to 10. Free throw Holscher, no good, too hard. Minster has not shot fouls well.
2 for 9.
Maybe I was giving him too much credit. Very, very poor free throw shooting by Minster, less than 25%. Holscher doesn't connect on the next one. 2 of 10 is the strike for Minster. Anna's got the ball. Long throw down the floor to Robinson. Back out to Finkenbein at the timeline.
He's open.
The closest man near him, one of the officials at the scorer's table for Minster. And we've got a moving screen away from the ball against Anna. Big turnover right there.
Caught it on Robinson.
Minster will attempt to capitalize here. Down a dozen. 39-27. 32.8 to go here in quarter number two. Anna has been spotting McDermott in quite a bit. He has certainly helped the Rockets' cause. Kovac sitting to make sure he doesn't get another foul before the halftime break. He's got one. Holscher has it. 25 feet out for Minster. Straight away Falk jumping, shooting over Masteller. Off to the left. Oh, Finkenbein skied. Got a big board. Masteller's open at the other end. Long throw, a catch, a layup is good.
Oh, good look that time.
9 seconds to go. Near steal right in front of us by Finkenbein. 7.5 remaining. Minster will throw in. 41-27 Anna. Late second quarter. Here's Kettner midcourt. Ambus on him. Kettner tries to squeeze between two players. Goes to Falk in the corner. Deep three. Air ball. Overshot it. Superb D by Masteller. And the first half closes. Anna Rockets, who have scored more than 83 times already this year, on a pace to hit the 80 mark once again. Anna 41, Minster 27, halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
And welcome back to Minster High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We've got a real good basketball game in progress for you. Anna Rockets wearing green, but they're red hot. They've got the Christmas colors going on, Chuck. 41-point first half for Anna. Our halftime report presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, if you look at the red hot, McCain Finkenbein has had six threes. Jacob Robinson has two threes, so they've made eight. Because 24 of their 41 points. See how quickly I did that? rebounding advantage, 15-14 Minster. 5-4 offensive rebound for the Rockets. 5 turnovers for Minster. Only 1 turnover for Anna in the first half. Minster was 2-for-9 from the free throw line. Anna was 3-of-3 from the free throw line. The Wildcats led by Justin Nixon. He had 10. Brian Falk had 8. They got 6 from Adam Kettner on 2 threes. They got 3 points from Johnny Nixon. They scored 11 and 16, 27 for the half. Anna Finkenbein had 18. They got 8 from Esteller, 7 from Kovacs, 7 from Robinson. They scored 21 and 20, and they lead it 41 to 27 at the half.
Now, Chuck, I'm marveling at the 3-point shooting by Anna. Also the fact, just 1 turnover given the pace at which Anna plays.
Yeah, they've been running up and down the floor and taking good care of the basketball. That's why they got 41 points.
Right. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Anna 41, Minster 27 after 2 quarters of play right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We are about 4 minutes away from the start of another quarter. It'll be an exciting one again, I'm sure. Anna has streaked to a 41-27 bulge over Minster. Second half about to get started. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. You buy furniture with assistance from family. Let me explain. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture and something of everything. sofas, sectionals, beds, mattresses, chairs, recliners, furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce mega stores. For nearly 8 decades now, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, too, at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered. 41-27, Anna in the lead by 14 over Minster. Our student-athlete spotlight segment now on scoresbroadcast.com. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. L-A-C-A-L. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal, which promotes student academic success. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each school tonight. Emily Gogan, a junior cheerleader at Anna, 3.8 GPA, daughter of William and Suzanne Balling, active in Spanish, a track as well, undecided about her college choice, would like to pursue health care. For Minster, freshman cheerleader Star Wygant, 3.85 GPA, daughter of Todd and Julie Ann, takes part in track. Golf, her favorite club, Chuck, the 7-iron. That was my favorite way back when I was a teen and played golf, simply because the other 10 clubs I whiffed. Star Wygant loves the game of golf, plays that sport at Minster, Spanish club as well. She travels and does all-star cheer, undecided about college and major choice at this point. Star Wygant, freshman cheerleader at Minster. Emily Gogan, junior cheerleader at Anna. Recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, here we go on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Second half underway. Steal by Ann at midcourt. Finkenbein races down the floor behind the back to Kovacs, and the pass is misconnected, out of bounds to Minster. 41-27, Anna by 14. 7:45 left in the third. We'll see what adjustments head coach Mike McClurg of Minster has made for Anna's unbelievable red-hot shooting three-point offense. Driving down the left side of the lane, Falk for Minster. Rim the runner around the rim three times like a top, and it came out. Down to Mastella for Anna. He bores his way down the floor. In from the right side of the court. No good. Backboard rim. Rebound to Kettner for Minster. Here's Falk behind the arc. Sets up, shoots. It's online. It is good. Almost snapped out. Nearly went in and out on him. Stayed in at the last second. Big bucket by Minster, which has trimmed Anna's lead to 11. Ambus on the arc to Masteller. Through Isaiah's hands into the Anna bench. Minster with an opening, possibly.
Anna needs to stay focused.
And head coach Nate Barhorst gets a quick TO starting the second half. Still up 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our Rushi sponsors. They include the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. Keep in mind, big savings. Everything in stock reduced 15 to 50% right up through the 24th of December at the Jewelry Barn east of Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Attacking is Minster after the Anna timeout.
Oh, that's a terrible call.
Oh, here's a drive, a spin move. Johnny Nixon, no good. Rimmed it. Rebound, Anna. And let's see, offensive foul, Rockets.
They called him for swinging an elbow. He did not. He just pulled it. All he did was pull away from the guy who had him by the arm. Not a good call.
Now the officials confer to see if indeed.
Well, if he threw an elbow like he just said he did, then that's flagrant.
And it is resulting in an offensive foul on Anna.
Terrible call.
And a player may have been tied up. He was just trying to free his arm.
He had both arms grabbed, and they made no call. Terrible call.
Here is Minster with possession. Let's see if the Wildcats can cash in on the break. Here's Holscher, 25 feet away against Finkenbein. On the weave to Kettner. Picked up by Amba Savannah. 6.5 to go here in the third. Minster tries to get it down to 8 or 9. Post-up move, low on the right. Four-footer, Johnny Nixon. Tipped on the arm by a defender. Foul. Two free throws. Johnny Nixon for Minster, which has left Chuck about 8 points at the stripe in this game.
Yeah, the two for nine.
Free throw pumped up there by Johnny Nixon. He's got it. 41-31. The lead is 10. It's been as much as 16, I believe. Second shot, yes, but Johnny Nixon, it's down to 9. 41-32. Anna with possession. Masteller 25 feet away. Veers left. Goes to Robinson. Now to Finkenbein. Veers into the left corner. Hits Kovacs in the paint area. Spin move against Justin Nixon. Now to Finkenbein. Oh, look at him drive. Baseline. Tightrope to boundary. Below the backboard. Up and good. Finkenbein is Mr. Everything.
If you got that kind of range, boy, you got somebody going to be right up tight on you. And it's use his quickness to go around him.
Yep, right on, Chuck. Kettner with the ball into the post area to Justin Nixon. Little half hook from 10. Oh, it rimmed. Rebound, Anna over the back. Foul, Johnny Nixon, Wildcats. 43-32, Anna. 5:43 to go here in the third. Important stretch here, Chuck. Next 2 or 3 minutes. Can Anna weather the Minster charge?
Right, and Minster needs to keep attacking, and they need to keep cutting this lead down.
Taken by midcourt, gets a high screen from Robinson. On a weave to Ambus. Now to Kovacs, 25 feet away. Robinson screening for Masteller. Little jab step, goes to the right corner. That's rotated back around. Here's Finkenbein. On him is Falk. Finkenbein steps back, lets it go. It's airborne. No good. Flanged off the rim. Holscher down the floor for Minster. Baseline right to Falk. Muscles into the paint. Threw it up there too hard. Easy stick back up and in. Justin Nixon. He's got how many, Chuck?
He's got 12. He is a wide body in there. Good rebounder.
He's a horse, no doubt about it. Anna trying its best to contend with him. Solid game, Justin Nixon. Lead for Anna, 9, 43-34. 4:40 left, third quarter. Robinson, 25 feet out, gives it up to Kovacs. Straight away, Robinson. Man-to-man defense by Minster. Here's Masteller down the left side. Good duel there. Masteller and Holscher. Masteller pulls up. 10-foot banker. Hits it.
That's called creating a shot.
Yep. Yep, he got Holscher off of him. Just a half step. Enough room to create that jumper. 45-34 in the lead by 11. Little give and go down the lane. Justin Nixon to Falk, broken up by Anna. Masteller through two defenders for Minster. Oh, it's ruled an offensive foul.
Good call.
Masteller picks up the charge. Could have been a walk before contact.
One or the other, but it was definitely a charge. Four. He dropped his shoulder and just ran right through him.
At 4:10 to go here in the third, 45-34, Anna.
I think they're going to have trouble getting to 80.
Yeah, they may. 70 points will probably win it. Here's Minster with the ball, 30 feet out. Holscher's got it. Holscher straight away to a teammate. That's Johnny Nixon. At it, Justin. Justin's got it on the arc. Straight away to Kettner, nearly walked. Tries to slip a pass to the post. Broken up by Anna's McCain-Finkenbein. He comes racing out of there with it, but I think he had his back foot on the stripe below the rim when he made the theft. Yep, good call by the referee. Lead is 11 for Anna with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Here is Justin Nixon into Johnny. Backs down Robinson. Justin missed it. His follow circles the rim. No good. Rebound Anna. Minster missed a chance. Here's Finkenbein streaking down the lane. Hooks a shot up on the run. Wanted to draw the foul. Didn't get it done. Minster's got the board. Deep left corner Holscher. Lobbing into Justin. Spin move. Banker up and in over Robinson. Head coach Mike McClure gets a timeout for Minster. 45-36 Anna. 3:16 to go in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSINC.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located in Fort Laramie. We'll tell you all about Pinnacle over the last few minutes of this third quarter of play. We'll talk about Jim Spitzer and Pinnacle at 700 East Park. We're near the 3 minute mark. Third quarter, Anna hangs on to a 9-point cushion. Masteller top of the key. Finkenbein outside the arc on the right. Picked up there by Falk. Finkenbein's doubled. Oh, pick and roll with McDermott down low. Lays it up, bounces around. No good. He missed a point blanker. Minster quickly down the floor. Wild pass into the hands of Anna. Finkenbein to McDermott again. Back to Masteller in the lane. On the arc to Robinson, who guns the three. Around and out to the left. Rebound Holscher. Anna cooling off. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Minster behind the nine. Straight away, Kettner. Little pick and roll there with Justin Nixon. Nothing doing. Ball flipped into the paint to Johnny Nixon. He swivels with the left hand. Rimmed it, no good. Stick back is good by Johnny Nixon. Persistence pays off. Minster within seven. Closest the Wildcats have been since fairly early second quarter. Here's Finkenbein driving down the lane for Anna. A lot of contact in the paint area. Foul against Minster. Couple of free throws for Finkenbein. Wildcats weren't set. They double-teamed Finkenbein down around the rim, but just didn't slide over quickly enough.
Yeah, they kind of bailed him out a little bit. I'm not sure he could have got that shot to the rim.
Free throw, Finkenbein, swish. No, he couldn't have, Chuck. Not a chance.
But he can shoot free throws.
Yep. He notches the initial toss to make it 46-38, Anna. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter.
That was the third foul on Justin Nixon.
That was important. McCain Finkenbein's second shot rattles. It stays in the cylinder. 47-38. 9-point lead, Anna. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Bust out steal by Finkenbein. He barges the other way. Good! Steal and a bucket by Finkenbein.
Great anticipation. He jumped into passing lane and said, see you later.
4 points in a row by McCain, boosting Anna back to an 11-point spread. 49-38. 1:46 to go. Finkenbein interception, top of the key. Ill-advised cross-court pass by Minster. Finkenbein, 30-footer. Oh, my goodness! Finkenbein has stolen the show the last 25 seconds. Three-pointer Finkenbein, and it was on one of the whiskers of the Wildcat logo at midcourt.
He's got 9 points in about the last 2 minutes.
Uncanny, incredulous shooting. Got a push-off foul, left corner, Masteller of Anna. And the lead has swollen back to 14.
I was getting ready to say, and that 7-point lead is now a 14-point lead.
Minute 19 to go, third quarter, 52-38 in favor of Anna.
They had to bring Nixon back. I mean, they can't allow this thing to get farther out of touch.
You're so right, Chuck. Justin Nixon back on the floor. Baseline left. It's inbounded. Kettner throws it right to, guess who? Finkenbein. Another steal for Anna.
It's like his dad's a coach or something.
Wow. Magnificent game for McCain. Picked up on the arc by Falk. Finkenbein retreats. Lets it go from 30. No good off the back brace. Rebound to Minster. Wow. The ceiling might have come off of the Minster gym had that gone in. Here's a long three-point air ball by Minster. Rebound Anna. 52 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna 52, Minster 38. You heard me right. It's been the McCain-Finkenbein show tonight. He's been magnificent.
27.
The magnificent McCain. He's got the ball near midcourt now, 34 seconds to go in the third. He spreads the court. McCain wants to drive into the paint. Oh, a neat pass to McDermott. Shot blocked by Justin Nixon. One more little head fake by McDermott. He might have gotten it away. Here's Holscher outside the arc on the left for Minster. It clangs off the rim. No good. Long rebound, Kettner. 12 to play in the third. And up 14. Back to the basket. Johnny Nixon, baseline right, fadeaway, 10-footer short. He knew where it was going, got the carom, and scored. Finkenbein, let's go, a 70-footer for Anna. Oh, it's right on line. It hit the backboard. Barely caught iron. My goodness, that almost went in. It was right on the money from 70 feet. Third quarter in the books. A lot of exciting play here tonight at the Minster Gym. Anna up a dozen, 52-40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
A little Sweet Caroline here at the Minster Gym. As we bring you back to action, Anna Rockets 52, Minster 40. Minster made a little progress, some headway in the third quarter, but not very much.
Well, they ended up, they outscored them 13 to 11. They picked up 2 points. That's not going to be enough. They had it down to seven.
Yep. Well, Anna's got 52. And over half of those have been tallied by the magnificent McCain.
He's got 27 of them.
Masteller top of the key on a weave to Finkenbein. Screen out high by Kovacs. Finkenbein down the lane, takes it to the rack. Body foul. And guess what? It goes against Justin Nixon of Minster. Is that number four?
If I was on Nixon, that was his fourth. Yep.
Well, McCain Finkenbein spread the court, kept the ball in his hands, didn't give it up. The seas parted in the paint area. And McCain, not only is he excellent at shooting the three, he's very clever when he gets down inside. Foul shot, good. Second shot, McCain. Ooh, it circled and came out. Nearly an offensive board by Robinson. He can't hang on, though. It goes out of bounds to Minster. 53-40 Anna, 7:42 to go, fourth quarter. Terrific performance by Anna, and especially McCain Finkenbein here tonight. Midcourt, Falk, out high, catching his Holscher. Goes down the right side to a teammate, Minster, looking for three balls from three-point land right now. Little give and go, though, down the lane. In the paint area, Kettner, and a defender falls down. Kettner scores right in front, a five-footer. 53-42, Anna, 7:10 to go. Fourth quarter, Masteller gets a screen from Kovacs. Finkenbein on the arc, jumping, shooting, a bomb over Falk. break Minster. Ball soared off the rim so high, it went over the glass. And there was a push-off foul ruled against Anna. Well, that ball was in the air.
Really?
Minster will bring it in, behind by 11, 7 minutes to go in the fourth.
Same official out. He's had a couple of calls tonight. One incredibly questionable, and that one...
If Minster is going to make a surge, it's right now. Here's a drive by Kettner. Oh, a dipsy-doo off the corner of the backboard. He kissed it in. What a play, Adam Kettner. That was difficult.
He's having a nice game.
Wow. Down to 9, 53-44. Little back door. Masteller to Kovacs. The pass rolls by him, and it goes out of bounds. Good idea.
It was.
Tight quarters. Masteller to Kovacs. Couldn't complete it. Minster possession. Turnover, Anna. 6.5 to go. 9-point lead, Rockets. Deep in the right corner, Kettner. Here's Falk, back to the basket. Muscles against Masteller. Banks it in from 12. Falk posting up, doing the dirty work on the inside that Nixon was doing. Nice play by Falk. Whom did I say scored?
You said Kettner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a four, yeah.
Good pass by Kettner to Falk. He's got strength. 7-point game again. 53-46. Last time Minster got it to 7. Anna stretch it right back to 14. Masteller Robinson. He lets go the 3. It skips off the back brace. Rebound to Minster. 5:49 to go. Fourth quarter. Here's Falk darting down the lane. Gives it up left corner to a 3-point shooter, Josh Niekamp. Right back into the post to Johnny Nixon. He backs Kovacs down.
Ooh.
Goes opposite. Deep right corner, Holscher. Oh, give and go. Cutter for Minster in the lane. Shoots no good. Stick back. Good by Johnny Nixon. 5-point game. Here comes Minster. Still 5:27 to go. Timeout, Anna, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Yep, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, which has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. 200 years of experience among its current employees, and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, specializing in beautiful custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kentlersville on Retker Road. Also offering services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. What you can imagine, we create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. But the Rockets have been living and dying by the 3 over the past 8 or 10 minutes. And Anna's 16-point spread is down to 5. Closest Minster has been since early second quarter. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Anna spreads out the floor. Here's Finkenbein at the Wildcats logo at midcourt. Anna 53, Minster 48. 4:50 left in this game. Ambus and Finkenbein exchanging handoffs. Finkenbein on the dribble. Picked up 25 feet away by Falk. Now Holscher on Masteller. Masteller near center line. Holscher checks him. Masteller sprints down the right side of the lane. Running one-hander. Banked it in. Isaiah Masteller. Splendid one-on-one. The lead is 7. 4:22 to go. Anna 55. Minster 48. Holscher, right corner, lobbing into the post. It's Johnny Nixon. Anna nearly steals. Johnny Nixon pivots, left hand, got it. Johnny Nixon,
nice,
oh yes. Very nimble, agile in the lane is Johnny Nixon. 5-point game again, 4 minutes left. Ambus 25 feet out, picked up a kneecap. On a weave to Masteller. Anna trying to break down Minster off the dribble right now. Team foul situation. 5 on Anna, 3 on Minster. Minster can afford to give up a few. Finkenbein goes to Robinson, foul line, back to Finkenbein, who darts into the lane, down the left side of the paint, shove by Minster. It's common.
Look at it, Minster scoring. They've had 4 people score, all of them in double figures.
Wow. I don't think Holscher has scored, has he, Chuck?
No.
3.5 to go in the game. Good inside pass by Anna. Kovacs to ambush shot blocked. Loose ball rebound. Anna's got it back. Big break
there. Big break there.
3:20 left. Anna trying to shorten the end of this game. 3:17, 3:16 remaining. Anna in the lead by 5, 55-50. Masteller out high. Hands off to Ambus. On his back is Kettner. 55 points by Anna, 27 by McCain Finkenbein, right?
28.
So he's got just a shade over half.
41 at the half, 16 in the second, or 14 in the second half for Anna.
Ball inbounded by Ambus to Robinson. Only a 16-point second half going.
Got a 14-point second
14 half. 14-point third and fourth quarter going for Anna. Rockets slowing it down. Masteller sprints into the lane. Throws right corner for Kovacs. Stolen! Oh, nice effort taken away by Justin Nixon. He got a paw on it. Ripped it free. Minster with a 3-ball here. Can cut it to 2. And head coach Mike McClurg gets a timeout. It's a full. Let's see what he draws up. 2:45 to go. Anna nursing a 5-point advantage on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, as I was saying a few minutes ago, physical therapist Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He's got a home plan for you after he creates a customized treatment program in the office. Pinnacle treats knees, shoulders, neck and back pain, bulging discs, even headaches. Pinnacle accepts most major insurances, including Anthem, Medicare, and Workers' Comp. You may not need a doctor's referral. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy are worth it, and for sure, it's a good idea to know a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer. Well, Minster, after the timeout, forces a driving shot through the paint. Anna defended it well.
They did.
Boxed out and got the rebound to boot.
Up to 16, so next time they'll be shooting free throws.
And then Minster fouled over the shoulder. It's common. As Chuck noted, it's number 6. Anna's in the bonus. 2:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Anna survived that possession on defense. Here's Finkenbein to the center line. 2:20 left in the game. Anna up 5. Hand off to Ambus. Dropped it. Picked it up. Kettner on him tightly. Now Masteller. 2 steps from center court. Holscher checking Masteller. Boy, that's been a good one-on-one matchup all night. Ambus to Robinson, foul line. Back cut, Finkenbein to Kovacs.
Wow.
Layup, good! 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 passes. Beautifully done. Steal, Ambus in backcourt for Anna. Rockets in business now, up 7. Minute 50 left. Boy, you talk about breaking down a defense.
That was quick.
4 beautiful, crisp passes by Anna. That was teamwork extraordinaire. Timeout called. 1:43 left. 7-point lead, Anna. Rockets possession. 57-50 in favor of the green jerseys. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, once again, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 for Pinnacle. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, which will keep you moving forward. And don't forget, Jim Spitzer has got a center in Versailles. He's operated that for 14 years now. That's Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street. Physical Sports Therapy, or I should say Pinnacle. Easy for me to say. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Owned by physical therapist Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. Minute 43 to go in the fourth quarter. Masteller gathers the inbounds pass for Anna. Minute 35, minute 34 remaining. Here comes the double team. Finkenbein gets it. Splits a couple defenders. Late shovel on the play to Robinson. Robinson lays it up on the rim. It bounces. Kerplunk! It goes in.
Big basket.
The lead expands to 9. 59-50. Trying to dribble through traffic is Falk for Minster. Can't do it. Ambus with a theft. Good steal by Ambus. Anna's now got Minster on the ropes. Midcourt pass, Finkenbein, Ambus, right side, Masteller. 59-50 Rockets, 60 seconds to go. Here's a foul out near the timeline, number 5 on Justin Nixon. Masteller shoots the 1-1 for Anna. Minster got it all the way down to what, 3, Chuck?
5.
Was it 5?
Yeah. Yeah,
5, and then Anna had the defensive stop.
Yes, yeah, they never got it to a one-possession game.
Yeah, 55-50, Minster timeout. Anna with good defense. Anna with 4 straight points. 1-1, Masteller missed. Rebound, Minster. Bad pass, stolen by Finkenbein. Deals a pass down inside to Kovacs. Foul, Minster. Finkenbein, Chuck, not only shoots it well, has eyes in the back of his head. He's made assist after assist. Timeout, Minster. It's a full 52.9 to go. Anna up 11, 61-50 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Rep Kovacs for Anna, fouled in the act of shooting before the timeout, misses the first of two. Then he connects, 62-50 in favor of Anna, which is bolted back out to a 12-point cushion, 7 straight points. Here's a drive down the floor, all the way to the rack goes Kettner. One hands it on the run, kisses it in off the window. Whistle blows, foul on the drive, I think, against Anna. No goal. 46 seconds to go. On the arc, long three-pointer, pumped up there by Johnny Nixon, short. Good loose ball rebound, Falk up and in. 62-52, Anna. 34 ticks remaining. Finkenbein fouled in backcourt by Falk. Minster's next game, not till the Tuesday after Christmas against Pandora Gilboa. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets return to action versus Rushi on the road on Tuesday. Foul shot, McCain Finkenbein is in. Is he at 30 yet, Chuck?
Well, they got it wrong up there. This will be for 30. They ain't going for 26.
He scored so many, not everybody can keep track.
They lost track of him. That's 30 right there.
Finkenbein rolls in the next free throw. 64-52. Anna of a 12. Here's Minster on the arc. 26 seconds to go. Hand off to Holscher. Behind him, Kettner. Guarded by Finkenbein. Ball poked away from behind by Finkenbein to Ambus. To Finkenbein. Left-hand layup. Good! 66-52. Anna of a 14. I think the biggest lead was 16 on a couple of occasions. 6 seconds to go. Counting it down. Minster on the arc. Long one by Holscher. 28-footer. Hanged off the iron. No good. It's over. Anna turns back Minster. 66-52 here at Minster tonight. Anna Rockets go to 5-1. Minster now 4-2. McCain Finkenbein was sensational. Magnificent show by him. Chuck will have the official scoring rundown for you in just a minute. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Parker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood, and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, Secure Common Minster, SECUR, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Center Pro Hardware, a new underwriting sponsor, along with Wygant Real Estate Development, online at wygantdevelopment.com. Established in 1977, no substitute for experience. That's why you select Wygant. Bet Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. A good percentage of them rolled up in the scorebook under the name McCain Finkenbein.
Yeah, he had a pretty nice night. Minster out-rebounded them 29-21, 11-6 on the offensive boards, but they turned the ball over 15 times, and Anna only turned it 6. Individual scoring, Minster had 4 kids score, all in double figures. They were led by Falk with 15. They got Justin Nixon with 14, Johnny Nixon with 13, Adam Kettner with 10. On the other side, 32 points from McCain Finkenbein. They got 10 from Kovacs. They got 9 from Robinson. They got 12 from Masteller. Missing 3 points somewhere. Oh, well. Close enough.
When that many threes are made, you might not get them all marked down.
Well, maybe I just can't add it. 10, 12,
nonetheless,
9, 10, whatever.
Anna Rockets were really sharp shooting the basketball here tonight. And when they had to, they spread the floor in the second half and drove it right at Minster.
Well, Minster got it down to 5. There was no quit in them, but Anna, they had the answer at the end and ended up winning it by 14. Clancy's players of the game. For Minster, I'm going to go with Johnny Nixon. I thought he had a terrific game.
Yep.
On the boards and scoring. On the other side, it's a no-brainer. McCain Finkenbein with his 32 points.
Yeah, really? You sure?
Well, it was either him or Carter Brandewey.
I'm pulling your leg. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, if you have not made it to Brookins yet, you might be too late for marinated chops and outstanding savory sandwiches, meaty and cheesy homemade pizza, roasted chicken, an outstanding array of great food on the menu at Brookins 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Drop in, tell Carl Arnes. You heard about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, that Saturday night special, marinated chops, excuse me, they may be gone by now, however. And again, a reminder, the holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holidays yourself. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For information, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. I erred. I think Minster's next game is Pandora Gilboa a week from Tuesday. Meanwhile, Anna is in action in the Shelby County Athletic League on Tuesday against Rushi on the road. That night next Tuesday, we probably will be at Houston, Fort Laramie Boys away from home against the Houston Wildcats on Tuesday night. That's our next webcast and next radio broadcast. Keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com for the upcoming schedule. Earlier today, the Fort Laramie girls defeated Finley Liberty Benton by a score of 37-20. And here tonight, Anna defeats Minster 66-52. It's a high-scoring, very potent Anna team, Chuck. And if you get behind this Rocket Club, you're probably in pretty deep trouble because they can spread the floor on you and challenge your defense in so many ways.
Yeah, well, they do everything well. They had an outstanding defensive game tonight. They really get in the passing lanes, and they're going to run.
And come tournament time, Anna's a team to be feared in Division III for sure.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, for our online scoresbroadcast.com audience, for our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM audience, for Chuck and for John Hemp here at Minster with us tonight, thanks so much to John Hemp Imagery. Jack Kramer saying so long from the Minster High School gym, where the Anna Rockets have defeated the Minster Wildcats by a final count of 66-52 behind a monster night from McCain Finkenbein right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.